Oh, yeah, I keep in touch with Jermaine Johnson, EJ Gaines, Safety Mo, Alexander. We communicate a lot.
Jeff Fisher today said he thinks you're playing as the best quarterback in the league this year. You think he's buttering you up?
Man, I don't know. I'm just playing football, doing what I got to do. That's a nice compliment, but I'm just going to stay focused and continue to play football.
Do you ever think of kind of those, think of that? I mean, a lot of quarterbacks always talk about, I want to be the best and, you know.
I don't talk about it. I let people like y'all, you know, do the ratings and say what y'all got to say. I just play football.
Before free agency started, did you think you might end up back there with the Rams?
I mean, free agents, I had no idea. I was in the air, and I was just waiting, and then now I'm here.
How would you evaluate how you've played this year?
I think I played good. I could play better. A little small MEs, nothing major, but just keep improving each and every week.
You know, in your opinion, when a defensive back knows the receivers and the quarterback as you would, who has the advantage and why?
It can go both ways. Either I have the advantage or they have the advantage. I had the advantage by knowing what's coming. They had the advantage of thinking I knew what was coming, but double moved me. So I got to stay on my heels and on my toes.
You know, you got to see Case Keenum as a member, as a teammate, and now you've seen him on film this week. What's been the biggest difference from his game last year to this year?
Just controlling the game. No turnovers and keeping the ball, and getting positive yards. Great quarterback. He got a feel for the offense, and he just keep it rolling over there.
Kenny Britt, is he just a big receiver?
You know, Kenny, he's physical, he's big. He going to give you a lot of pushing and shoving, but, you know, just go out there and play football.
Sometimes when new free agents come to New York, there's a transition period. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you think you haven't had that, you know, adjustment period so many guys have?
Because I never get into the hype or the he says and she says. Wherever I go, I just look forward to playing football, and that'd be my main focus.
Do you feel like there's more pressure here because it's New York?
Ain't no pressure. It's just more lights. That's it.
Do you think this is going to be a carry? Last time when the Giants and Rams played, there was that little scuffle on the sideline. Uh-huh. Do you think there'll be any carryover from that?
As far as the New York Giants, I don't think so. I can't speak on what the Rams got going on. But we're going to come out and play football and play between the whistles.
I mean, you guys kind of hit Beckham in that game. I mean, was that a game plan or was that, you know, just part of the game?
Man, it was just playing football and just playing defense. That's just part of football.
Did you and Odell discuss that game at all upon your arrival to New York?
We didn't really discuss it, but he brought it up a few times. You know, when I first got here, he'll walk past Malaki and be like, y'all just tried to fight me last year. But, you know, it was all jokes. But, I mean, we moved forward. We teammates now. We just ready to come out and get a victory.
Fisher said about how you're playing like one of the best corners in the league. Have you ever thought of yourself in that way, that you are one of the top two or three corners in the league?
No, I just come out to play football. I just let y'all do the rankings. I've been in St. Louis for 4 years. Like I said, there's just more lights here in New York, and it's all coming to light.
When you hear that talk, though, what's your reaction to it?
Stay focused. Yeah. That's it.